模拟测试二，一，听录音，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。
One, what's wrong with you, Tom?
I have a stomach ache.
What's wrong with you, Tom?
I have a stomach ache.
Two.
Hi, Linda. Were you having dinner at 7 last night?
Yes. What about you?
Me too. Hi, Linda.Were you having dinner at 7 last night?
Yes. What about you?
Me too.
Three.
Bob, could you take out the trash?
Mum, I have made the bed and did the dishes. Why can't my sister Cindy do some chores?
Bob, could you take out the trash?
Mum, I have made the bed and did the dishes. Why can't my sister Cindy do some chores?
Four.
This weekend, I'll help Lucy give out food at the food bank. What about you, Jean?
I'm not sure. Maybe I'll visit the disabled children in the hospital.
This weekend, I'll help Lucy give out food at the food bank. What about you, Jean?
I'm not sure. Maybe I'll visit the disabled children in the hospital.
Five.
Mike, why don't you tell the problem to your parents or teachers?
I'm afraid they will be angry. They always tell me not to fight with my classmates.But I didn't follow their words.
Mike, why don't you tell the problem to your parents or teachers?
I'm afraid they will be angry. They always tell me not to fight with my classmates, but I didn't follow their words.
二，听录音，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。听第一段材料，完成第六、七小题。
Hi, Mary. What are you doing?
Hello, Mike. I'm looking for some information about Beijing on the internet.I'm going to Beijing for my holiday.
Have you ever been there before?
No, but my father has been there twice. He told me there are many places of interest.
When are you leaving?
I'm leaving at 7:45 on Saturday morning by plane.
Have a good trip.
Thank you.
Hi, Mary. What are you doing?
Hello, Mike. I'm looking for some information about Beijing on the internet. I'm going to Beijing for my holiday.
Have you ever been there before?
No, but my father has been there twice. He told me there are many places of interest.
When are you leaving?
I'm leaving at 7:45 on Saturday morning by plane.
Have a good trip.
Thank you.
Ting Tia Dun Tai Liao Man Cheng Di Ba Jo Shi Xiao Ti.
Hello, Gina. What do you think of your work as a volunteer in an animal hospital every Saturday morning?
It's a hard work.
Really? But why do you like it?
Because I believe it can help me get my dream job in the future. And I want to learn more about how to care for animals. And I will get a strong feeling of success when I see the animals get better.
Sounds wonderful.
What about you, Tom?
Oh, I want to be a reporter. I like writing. I'll write some funny stories for children.
You're great.
Hello, Gina. What do you think of your work as a volunteer in an animal hospital every Saturday morning?
It's a hard work.
Really? But why do you like it?
Because I believe it can help me get my dream job in the future. And I want to learn more about how to care for animals. And I will get a strong feeling of success when I see the animals get better.
Sounds wonderful.
What about you, Tom?
Oh, I want to be a reporter. I like writing. I'll write some funny stories for children.
You're great.
Three. 听录音，选择正确答案。短文读两遍。
Many years ago, Bob and his wife worked for an old man. There was a big box in the old man's living room. The old man pointed to the box and said, "There's only one thing you mustn't do. Don't open the box." After saying this, he left his home. The woman said to Bob, "There must be something expensive in the box. Let's open it, shall we?" Bob said no to her, but the woman didn't give up. One day, she decided to find out what was in the box. Bob didn't stop her. She opened the box and looked inside. To her surprise, she found nothing in the box. When she wanted to close it, she tried her best, but she failed. That evening, the old man came back home and found the box was open. He was very angry and asked the woman and Bob to leave his home. "But there was nothing in the box," the woman said. "We haven't taken anything away at all." The old man shouted at them, "The box is not important, but I cannot believe you. That's important." Many years ago, Bob and his wife worked for an old man. There was a big box in the old man's living room. The old man pointed to the box and said, "There's only one thing you mustn't do. Don't open the box." After saying this, he left his home. The woman said to Bob, "There must be something expensive in the box. Let's open it, shall we?" Bob said no to her, but the woman didn't give up. One day, she decided to find out what was in the box. Bob didn't stop her. She opened the box and looked inside. To her surprise, she found nothing in the box. When she wanted to close it, she tried her best, but she failed. That evening, the old man came back home and found the box was open. He was very angry and asked the woman and Bob to leave his home. "But there was nothing in the box," the woman said. "We haven't taken anything away at all." The old man shouted at them, "The box is not important, but I cannot believe you. That's important."
四。
听录音，完成下列表格，短文读两遍。
A middle school organized a No TV Week program last week. All the teachers, parents, and students worked together for this program, and most of them found it was a very good idea. The headmaster said, the idea couldn't stop the students watching TV completely, but it could help the students find how much time they spent in watching TV,and try to use the time for other things. What did the students say about this program? One boy said, I can't believe I haven't watched TV for a week, but it's been fun doing it. A girl said, I'm going to give up all TV programs except for Animal World and other language teaching programs. I'm really pleased that I have more time to do things like walking and reading.I enjoy this No TV Week program very much, but not all the students thought it was good. Tom said something different. I don't like No TV Week program because I like watching TV. I have lots of favorite programs and I don't want to miss them, but I have to do it.A middle school organized a No TV Week program last week. All the teachers, parents, and students worked together for this program, and most of them found it was a very good idea. The headmaster said, the idea couldn't stop the students watching TV completely, but it could help the students find how much time they spent in watching TV,and try to use the time for other things. What did the students say about this program? One boy said, I can't believe I haven't watched TV for a week, but it's been fun doing it. A girl said, I'm going to give up all TV programs except for Animal World and other language teaching programs. I'm really pleased that I have more time to do things like walking and reading.I enjoy this No TV Week program very much, but not all the students thought it was good. Tom said something different. I don't like No TV Week program because I like watching TV. I have lots of favorite programs and I don't want to miss them, but I have to do it.